from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
We let y'all know yesterday that there is damage over there at NRG Stadium, roof damage to be specific. And we've got a statement from the NRG Park CNO. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, NRG Park CEO and Executive Director, Ryan Walsh. He says, like many of our neighbors in the Gulf Coast region, NRG Park sustained damage from Hurricane Beryl, including to the roof of NRG Stadium. He says that the local officials are collaborating with state, county, and city to assist with the recovery efforts throughout the region. This collective undertaking requires all of us to work together with a strong commitment to our community. While we assist with these efforts, we are also assessing the extent of damages to NRG Park facilities. We look forward to seeing our neighbors at NRG Park soon as we return to normal operations. Lopez, as you said before, this could be an opportunity.
It's a sign, man. It's an opportunity to not necessarily get it started now, but to use on why NRG Stadium would need these improvements and could use a complete renovation. I get it. You used this term earlier, and it fits here as well. First world problems. We got bigger issues. We talked about them already multiple times this year. But it's something that's just another little indicator of like that. That place is one of the now it's one of the older stadiums in the NFL. It could really use a makeover. Obviously, we're not going to talk about the Astrodome, but we all know the situation there. Have you seen the up close pictures that people have taken of some of the
dude? It's
it's bad.
It does. It makes me wonder about
that. It's two panels.
Like they've got work to do.
Yeah,
you know, like they've got work to do, and obviously the resources are there, and that, you know, yeah, it's three panels.
It's three panels. Giant
one,
holes.
One of them is seems significant.
Significant.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I mean, it needs help. It's not like, oh my gosh, we got to get this done. But what I think it does is it helps the people, or at least lets the people know, over at NRG and certainly through the Houston Texans, that yeah, it's time. It's time to get this thing going and get it renovated.
Yeah, man, 100%. And it could be an opportunity. I thought it was funny. You wasted no time yesterday. Like, hey, you know, RG, y'all need to get on this. Y'all need to get on this 100%. Also around the NFL, rat poison, a topic of conversation for us here locally, and something that on a national scale has been discussed now. We hear a lot of praise about CJ Stroud, plenty of it this offseason, and rightfully so. Here was Ian Rappaport on NFL Network talking about exactly that.
I covered a somewhat well-known coach named Nick Saban. And when he would hear things that the media said or things that opponents said or his own players, the praise, the endless praise for his team, he had a very endearing word for it. And that was rat poison. And so this is what's coming for the Houston Texans. It is, as a former Alabama superstar, D'Amico Ryans, knows very well, rat poison. It is endless people telling them how good they are. So, yes, CJ Stroud is awesome. And I really do believe Tank Dell. I mean, he really does have a chance to be among the greats in the game, certainly among the greats today. I mean, it's all out there for him. And the fact that his rookie season was so unbelievably good, and the fact that his team seems primed to go on a big time, deep run here year after year, it's all good, but the second year after the big success, these are the kinds of things this Houston Texans team is going to have to deal with. They're not under the radar. They really are no longer anyone's darlings. They're not a surprise. Everyone knows they are coming. Everyone knows how good they are, and it's going to be nothing but praise, endless praise. Mahomes and the Chiefs deal with this a lot. It's part of what the Texans are really going to have to get through this season.
Lopez, are you and should we be worried about the rat poison with the Texans?
I'm going to give you a definitive answer. Yes and no.
Well, I like the definitive nature of that. Appreciate that.
Yes.
That's very clear to me.
Yes, because I feel we sort of overlooked the fact, because they're, you know, whatever, glorified as well as most of them should be. They don't, you know, it's like watching a video game. We don't really humanize our football, you know, the football players that we follow and football teams that we follow. But these are like 21, 22, 23 years old. It is human nature to kind of get your head blown up a little bit, you know, and it happens. What happened to me? What happened to you probably?
Yeah.
And you got money and people telling you how great you are and, oh, they're, you know, put them in the playoffs and this might be the best roster in the AFC. I mean, all these things are happening all around it. That's what Rappaport is talking about. So that's the yes part. My final answer would be no, but I think, you know, certainly I would understand if this happens. But my final answer would be no, simply because of two people, D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud. D'Amico Ryans knows very, very well about these things happening from his days at Alabama. Even though he didn't play for Nick Saban, he knows him very well and has gotten a good relationship with him, and being, you know, having those high expectations. I mean, keep in mind, he played at Alabama. He knows about expectations. He's played in the NFL. He knows about expectations. He's coached at the highest level in the biggest games. He knows about it and how to handle them. So I think D'Amico Ryans, with that culture that he's brought in that took hold so quickly, he's going to keep it in check. And I think C.J. Stroud's going to be the other one, just because I don't see any signs of that dude ever, you know, like thinking I'm all that.
Yeah, well, and C.J. Stroud, I mean, to be fair, he would be the one I feel like is most to go with your yes and no thing here. He seems like he would at the same time be the most concerning, mm-hmm, and least, because you know kind of what his disposition is, the way he is, but also you hear him talk a lot.
Confident.
And he's confident, mm-hmm, and he's getting a lot of the praise, and mm-hmm, it feels like it's warranted. Like, at what point does CJ Stroud become too good for criticism, beyond the critique?
Yeah.
You know, like that. That is, I think, a fair question. Now, I think if you know C.J. Stroud and you understand C.J. Stroud, you're not going to really be worried about that. So,
yeah.
So on both sides there, you could be worried. You should not be worried.
Yeah.
But for me, I will point out, just in addition to what you said, I agree with to your point about D'Amico Ryans. I think they got more than that, Lopez.
Oh, they do. But I think those are two guys that are going to be leading the way.
They set the tone. Like, aside from the rat poison, just the tone of
the team, the organization. They are the faces of the organization. And so I think it helps to have that level of confidence in the faces of your organization, the leaders of your organization.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've brought in additional leadership that's going to help with that.
Yeah.
Aziz Alshire in the linebacker room as the Mike linebacker, the leader of the defense. I think Will Anderson, the way he's oriented, is going to help you a lot in that kind of way. Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon, to me, are, in this way, underrated, experienced, accomplished guys in this league who I don't feel like they've had success. They've seen what it looks like. Joe Mixon played in the Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, Stephon Diggs has had huge moments in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, I don't think, like something that is...
It was purposeful, too, though.
...overly impressive to them. Like, we're this great super team or anything like that. Like, I think they're going to go in and be about their business.
No, you brought in these guys with the purpose of, obviously, number one, being great players for your team. But right up there with it was you brought them in with the purpose of, we are a young team in key spots. We need some veteran leadership.
We told y'all earlier, I think it was yesterday when we talked about this and have mentioned it a time or two today.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen of Jaguars fame
is
now going by Joshua Hines Allen.
Yeah.
A smart brand change, a smart name change. It goes a little bit beyond just not wanting to be in Josh Allen's, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, not wanting to be just in his shadows. But we got to hear Joshua Hines Allen in his own words about this name change.
It's not a struggle to finally say that this is what I want to do, this is what we're going to do. I am deciding to change my last name. I'm Joshua Hines Allen, defensive end, Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, I've always been a Hines, and legacy is forever. Family's important to me because when you come from a rich history of athletic people in your family, and myself being the youngest one to go to all my sister's games, to know what my uncles did in college and in the NBA, it just means something a little bit more. It was almost destined for me to follow that footsteps. Growing up, having my sisters run out the tunnel, intros, lights going dark, Hines Allen. Everybody's watching. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. My last name has changed, but I am still that person. And I'm going to continue to play like it and play even better.
This is cool to me. I think it worked out for him that there is a dual meaning here. Like, I don't think we can ignore the delineation that he's making, the separation that he's making from the more famous Josh Allen in the NFL. But I do love that there is an actual family, personal story connected to him making this name change, this brand change.
So I'm still assuming, I didn't hear it there, that it's his mother's maiden name, Hines?
Yeah, it's from the maternal side. I didn't get to exactly who the maiden name, but it's from the maternal side. So it's somebody's maiden name.
So what would your name be if you used your mother's maiden name?
It would be Brandon Lewis Scott.
Dude.
Brandon Lewis Scott.
That's badass.
Yeah, that's
why don't you do
that's
it?
That's the combination.
You were saying yesterday there's a lot of Brandon Scotts
Brandon
out there.
Brandon Lewis Scott.
Figgy, we can't top that.
You should go by that.
We cannot top that.
I hadn't thought about it.
Brandon Lewis Scott.
Huh?
That's gold.
And the Lewises would be ecstatic.
With a W or OU?
With a W. EWIS.
Yeah.
But my Lewis contingent, and I have
they'd
a significant.
They'd be thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, my first cousins, my mom's brother, obviously, still has the Lewis name. Mm-hmm. So, my first cousins, who are like brothers to me. I don't have, I'm my only child, so they're like brothers to me.
Yeah.
They're all Lewises.
Dude!
If I threw Lewis into my name, they would be all for it. I hadn't thought about it.
You gotta do it. Figgy, we can't compete, but I'm curious.
Brandon Lewis.
Yeah, so mine would be Edward Swain Gilliard.
Swain Gilliard.
Swain.
Okay, I might stand corrected.
Swain? You got Swain in your name?
S-W-A-I-N?
Yep, my mom was a Swain. And we talked about this. My uncle played for the... For TSU and the Celtics, Benny Swain.
Yeah,
so that's my mama's side.
What are you guys doing, man?
Dude, Vicky's got. So I mean, I got a common. Yeah. I got Lewis and Scott.
Mine
like
would
these boilerplate. Vicky's got Swain, bro. I'd have done that. I definitely have thought about that.
Edward Swain Gilliard.
That's dope, Vicky.
God Almighty,
Swain.
Mine is so bad. I mean, I love the name.
bad.
But it has it has no flow.
Don't speak down.
No, my mother was the world to me, but it has no flow. John Virial Lopez. Her maiden name was Virial.
Yeah, you would have to switch it around. You could maybe do Lopez Virial. Yeah. I think that would
How
work.
Many people going to be? How you spell that?
V-I-L-L-A-R-E-A-L.
Yeah.
Villarreal.
Yeah, I know plenty of Villarreal.
Now,
yeah.
Saying it like that sound fly.
Yeah.
John Villarreal Lopez.
So you gotta
see that sound fly. Like,
you gotta have him see. I can't do that though. So I'm gonna be butchering it. I'm a Villarreal.
Villarreal.
Villarreal. Yeah, I'm gonna be messing it up.
A lot of people say Villarreal.
Yeah. Now this was actually a cool exercise. I don't mind yours, Lopez.
It sounds good.
Yeah, yours I think flows a little bit better if you put Lopez on the front end.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that would kind of take away. You know, I don't know. It make it sound like you got married or something.
It ain't no Lewis Scott.
Lewis Scott's pretty good,
or
man.
Swayne Gilliard.
I've never said it out loud. Lewis Scott. I don't think my mom ever thought about hyphenating. Yeah. Maybe she has. I never thought about it.
We've got a late addition to around the NFL.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I saw this.
Yes.
So, Tytus Howard.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
He put it out there. Now we've got actual video, visual evidence. Mm-hmm. But Tytus Howard did put out the tweet that his truck was stuck in a ditch, a flooded ditch, and that he needed a tractor to pull it out just so that it could then be towed.
Yeah.
And now we have video. Lopez, you just pulled it up and you're looking at it. Tell us what you're seeing on Tytus Howard's Twitter account.
He must have gotten this video from someone else, or a buddy was a friend was following him. He's got a lifted Ford. Looks like a 250 with the big tires, and it's lifted. So he went through some deep, deep water. Because look how lifted it is.
Yeah, he had to just straight up. Yeah, so this must have been some truck arrogance here.
That was like three or four
feet. That's exactly what I was talking about, man.
Yeah, this is some truck arrogance and then maybe not knowing exactly where he's at. And then, lo and behold, you look up and you're in a ditch a pothole or a manhole.
He was dang near in 4 feet of water, 3.5, 4 feet of water.
Did he drive that? Was he in that car when that happened?
He said, I guess I'm a Houstonian now. It looks like he bought some beers for the guys that got him out. Not a baby Tytus.
Well, that's the least that he could do.
Look at these guys are popping beers.
Yeah, no, that is. Oh man, so this must have how it happened in real time. So he must have been in the car. These guys are in knee deep, at least shin deep, close to knee deep, flooded waters, which I would not recommend. What are they doing out?
I think that's after they pulled him out. They pulled him into a gas station. We're going to have to ask him about
this. What the hell was he doing out?
Yeah, yeah. He says he's a Houstonian now. Well, there's other ways to become a Houstonian.
Yeah, no, not to be rude, Tytus, but Houstonian is a kind way of putting it.
Yeah.
Like the word I'm thinking starts with an I.
Oh, look at that picture of it.
Tytus, dude.
Come on, man.
That should not be your walking the Houston moment.
My guy. What are we doing?
My guy.
What are we doing here?
Dang.
My guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to ask him about that.
Definitely. Oh, look, it's just more and more videos coming out.
Oh, it's like it's sitting sideways and not how Paul Wall meant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's sitting sideways and not how Paul Wall meant it in the old days, man, for sure. Man. As we go around the NFL. I cannot believe people are really chatting. And I know I did it myself.
Yeah.
But once I saw water, I turned around. I know turn around don't drown. I speak that language.
That's because you have a brain in your head.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You don't do it.
That's rough.
Yeah, these people with these pickup trucks think they could just run the world, man. Yeah. You can't do it, man. It's not worth it.
Nope.
So I don't know how much of Hard Knocks y'all have been able to catch, but they've had these really cool clips of them interacting, them being the New York Giants. That's the team that's being featured in the preseason Hard Knocks or ahead of the season Hard Knocks. And it's looking at their offseason goings-on, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they interacted with some of the top quarterback prospects. And I found it pretty fun to observe and listen to. This was them with Jaden Daniels. I want y'all to get a little insight into Jaden Daniels and how he interacted with Brian Daboll and some of the important Giants coaches when they put him on the whiteboard.
Hey, Jay, erase that Z, make him the F. Race the X and make him the Z. Race the W and make him the X. Race the T and make him the H. Ready?
Yep.
Gun trolley right, 64 house X in. Give it back to me. Nope, don't look at it.
Oh, you want me?
Give it back to me how we call it.
The whole play?
Yeah.
Gun trolley right, house F in.
Okay, X in.
X in.
That's okay. And then if it's cover one, what do we want you to do? Probably.
Delta zone.
All right, I like that answer.
I like that answer too. Like, forget all of this complicated, switch this guy around, switch that guy around. What do I want you to do at the end of this play?
Yeah.
Throw a touchdown.
Throw a touchdown, baby. That's the whole concept.
So as a fairly intelligent person, I do value a lot just simplicity.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, just what you want me to do?
It is overthought a lot, to be honest. And that's probably what he was saying.
That sounded so complicated.
Yeah.
I don't see how a quarterback do that, man.
Yeah.
And then a loud stadium and you got somebody in your ear saying that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, what we want you to do after all this complicated-ish.
Yeah.
Throw a touchdown. This was them with Drake May as we go around the NFL.
Gundolphin right.
Gundolphin right, 72, tundra, float, H-angle.
Gundolphin right, 72, tundra, float, H-angle.
Yeah, so tundra stands for what?
200s.
200s, and what does float stand for?
It's got the corner of the out.
Flag, we call it a flag, so okay. I mean, we end up saying corner flag, but it's
flag.
So
out, flag.
And the angle is an angle. You got me on that?
Easy stuff.
Then you use Rita to the right, Linda to the left. It was a flip formation. Good?
Rita to the right, Linda to the left.
72, five-man protection, slide to the will. So if the strength of the formation is right, which what formation is that again?
Yeah, Gundolphin right.
Yeah, right. He's there. The wheel's over there. The line would slide there. We'd say 72 Rita.
72 Rita. Gotcha.
Dude, it's Morse code.
Now,
what in the hell are they talking about?
To be fair, like, the positions on the offense really only are listening for their specific job. The quarterback, though, they have to know all that crap.
Yeah.
Like, they have to know all that
crap. Just imagine you don't get it and you got to burn a timeout.
Yeah, well.
And then second. The second one.
Did you say tundra?
And imagine they do all of that, and then somebody got the nerve to question their intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you do any variation of what we just heard, your intelligence is all right with me.
Yeah.
Like,
this quarterback trash, y'all.
Yeah.
That is Around the NFL on In the Loop. Coming up, the internet is absolutely going nuts. Don't miss it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I got the internet going nuts.
A somewhat ironic and unfortunate internet going nuts version for you today on In the Loop, because the reality of it is we are dealing with the impact of Hurricane Beryl on our city, on our region, on our area, and there are still at least 1.3 million folks without power, and at least 620,000 Xfinity customers without internet. We've had our own internet issues here at the station ourselves. And so, first note on the internet going nuts, it's literally going
it's
nuts.
It's literally going nuts.
Because we got folks who ain't got
it. Yeah. So, and that's part of the Beryl frustration. You know, just talking about it earlier, and it just continues to linger with me about how short-sighted, ill-prepared, because it's not about like, oh, well, there's a hurricane. We live in Houston. We know that it happens. We might have, hell, knock on wood, we don't, but we might have another one this year because it happened so early.
Yeah, this is early on in the hurricane season.
Early in the hurricane season. So it's not like we don't know what could happen. We don't know that there could be, you know, power outages and flooding. We know it. We live here. But to be this bad for this long after the freeze, what year was the freeze?
2021,
yeah,
I believe.
When everybody it was a national story, power grid failure, they're not prepared, they're not adequately prepared or equipped to handle some of these outages.
And to be fair, that was legit shocking.
Yes.
Because it was a freeze.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, by the way, are not.
But the grid is still the problem.
Yes.
And here we are 3 years later, and they're just putting Band-Aids on stuff. And there's, you know, there's
what we do.
There's babies with parents, you know, that are sweating it out in homes without air conditioning on a day, by the way, and I'm sure you've heard it in the weathercasts and reports that we've had here, like there's a heat advisory today in Houston. Like it's hot and there's no power. And how these people can, and by these people, I mean, obviously the city and county officials, Lena Hidalgo, John Whitmire, on down the line, how they can look you in the straight face with a straight face and kind of tell you, oh, well, sucks, doesn't it? Yeah, but we'll get through it. We'll get you back on eventually. Now they're talking about Sunday on some of these.
You were mentioning the heat advisory. I was paying attention to the forecast yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the night before that, I stayed in a home with no AC, obviously, with no power. So I'm like, okay. Well, I'm not doing that again. I'm going to stay at the station. I know they at least got power. Mm-hmm. I can run this fan. I'm going to go get the air mattress. And I'm going to do it like that. But a lot of that had to do with me knowing that it was going to be hotter. I thugged it out the night before, sweated in my sleep. What? It really wasn't as bad as it sounds. I was like, okay, I can get through this.
Yeah.
But you're going to tell me it's going to be hotter than that the next night? Mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get down with it.
Yeah.
100%. So That's why I was going to sleep here last night until I did get word that power was back right there between Braeswood and Bissonnette.
Yeah.
And I was happy to get it. Also,
I got the internet going nuts.
What in the hell is Mike Gundy talking about? And look,
Lord.
To be fair, whenever Mike Gundy talk, this is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
What in the hell is Mike?
Something's going
to
happen.
What? I always wonder, this is not to say that Mike Gundy has not earned his place in where he is or whatever, but I always wonder when I hear him talk, man, how did you get here? You seem so backwoods to me.
He is.
How did you arrive?
And
You know what? I give him credit. You got to be a hell of a football coach or a hell of a whatever it is that you do to be this backwoods sounding and to,
tone deaf.
And to ascend to the heights that he has. Somebody explain this to me.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08 and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
Bro.
And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. people get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football.
Dude. So he's obviously talking about Ollie Gordon, the running back for Oklahoma State, the star running back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, gets a DUI charge. But I'm sorry, what?
1,000 times.
Out loud?
Now, maybe it's just a saying, but he's done it a bunch. You know, maybe it was just a figure of speech. But the head coach at Oklahoma State University said, yeah, I've done that 1,000 times.
Dude, and it's the saying of it.
Come
look,
on.
We all have our discretions, or as to say,
indiscretions.
Yeah. We all have our flaws. We all have probably some secrets that we're going to take to the grave. I know I certainly have some things about me that we'll never see the light of day, that you will never find out about. And I think everybody has a story or two like that in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you tell it?
Why is he saying this out loud?
Why would you? This is another example of why are you saying these things in public?
It's just dumb. It's what Mike Gundy does. But it's also like the other element of this is it's because Ollie Gordon is really good. Like some universities, I don't know about Oklahoma State, if a student gets a DUI, they're either suspended or expelled from school.
Yeah.
You know, like from school.
Yeah.
And
you can be kicked out your dorm.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And so now the head coach is saying, yeah, I've done it 1,000 times. This is why I did not suspend him. By the way, that's what he was answering. He did not suspend Ollie Gordon. Gee, there's a shocker.
And that's almost a double whammy.
Yeah.
Not only am I not going to hold him accountable for this.
Yeah. But he ain't come close to what I've done.
I did the same thing, too.
He ain't come close to what I've done.
If you're like the AD or the president of Oklahoma State, whatever their names are, I would be looking at that like,
not the best look.
For those to be the most famous and front-facing folks of our program, this is not the greatest thing. Now, maybe that works and maybe that plays with their base. I don't know. But if I'm a part of that base, I want to separate myself from them. Like, hey, man, I ain't did none of that 1,000 times. Oh, well, what's the big deal? It's just had a couple beers.
Yeah.
It's like, in any way, shape, or form, he's...
I like the way he said, 2, 3, 4. He goes...
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. 6, 12.
When keeping it real.
Yeah.
Goes wrong.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
Javi Baez with the Detroit Tigers is not necessarily gone swimmingly. It is not gone great.
This is awesome.
But this, him getting just, I'm going to let you hear. This is the Guardians announcer going at Javi Baez. Yeah.
He got hit. I'll tell you what, Salem's just all over the place. Baez chirping. Look, Javi, you're hitting way under 200. Nobody's hitting you on purpose.
It's like, who do you think you are? Someone good? Like that? That's clearly an accident because you're an automatic out.
Why would we put you
your sorry ass
he
on
hit
base
me. On purpose? No, not on no, purpose. Bro. No, not on.
He gave his stats out. You hit 200, buddy. Nobody trying to hit you.
That's the announcer saying that.
We're trying to get you out because we can.
Why'd you throw at me? Trust me, I didn't throw at you. I wanted to hit it somewhere in the strike zone so you could swing and miss at it. It did remind me of a legendary one, very similar to that.
Tell you what I think about it. I think that is very, very bad for that man to make an accusation like that. That is terrible. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bavacqua, who could hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee to you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a limousine to get the sucker to make sure he was in the mother lineup because I kicked that sucker's ass any day in a week. He's a mother big mouth, I'll tell you that.
He started out so conservative and reserved and then
dropped a half a dozen MFs.
Tommy Lasorda talking about Bavacqua. That's what the announcer was channeling right there. I'll send a limousine for your ass. I didn't hit you on purpose.
And the only thing that I regret is that
And I can say this. Look, FCC,
yeah.
I'm not going to violate your rules, but I am going to openly disagree with them. That would have been a great moment for that announcer to have been able to drop some MFers. Sometimes, we were talking about this earlier, Lopez.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cuss word is essential.
Oh, it's essential sometimes.
The profanity is essential. And I can think, rarely has an MFer been dropped and it wasn't essential, or it did not make the commentary just a little bit better.
No, no, no. The bad words, sometimes the message doesn't get it, does it's not received the same without them. Yeah. Some things you say need the expletive.
Just imagine if he didn't use any MFers.
Yeah
like, will the point be across like that?
Yeah,
no, sometimes,
not nearly.
Not really.
Sometimes you gotta let an MF know.
That's right.
That's how it is. 100%. That is the internet going nuts. Coming up next on In the Loop, as we wrap this thing up, circle back to Lance McCullers. Is he done? Are we done with him?
Yeah.
That's next on In the Loop.
Live from the Twin Peaks studio, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Yeah, so Lance, I spoke with him today for a while, and we decided to kind of pull back on his progression. He's just not feeling well after his bullpens and his throwing program, so... he's going to be no throw for a few days until we sit back down and reevaluate how we're going to, you know, move forward. We're going to sit down and figure that out, right? Just to make sure that we get him back. And when he gets back, we want him to stay and help us. So once we see him, we're going to figure out what's the next step.
Is he a flash in the pan? Is he a one-hit wonder? Is he done? Are you done with him? All of these relevant questions today on the heels of us finding out, as you just heard Joe Espada explain, that Lance McCullers is being shut down, at least for now. They are pulling back his progress.
Pulling back his progression.
Pulling back his progression.
God, that's softening the blow.
hey, words matter, I suppose.
Yeah.
But as we find that out, we have to wonder, where do we go now with Lance McCullers? How are you feeling any different? Because I know a lot of people were already resigned to this.
Yeah.
Had already accepted or decided that Lance McCullers was only but so much going to contribute to you, if at all. And now there has to be a skeptical feeling as far as whether he can contribute to you at all at any point, much less as a starter or out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Where are you at right now as you hear that news from Joe Espada?
Well, you're almost resigned to the fact that we will never see any semblance of the Lance McCullers that is a Houston legend. I say is because I think he'll always be one. For 2017, for some appearances and big-time performances after that. But I'm resigned to the fact, like, he can't be a starter. You can't count on him as a starter. I don't know if we'll even see him pitch in an Astros uniform again at this point. If he does somehow, some way, you know, recover again from another setback, another round of being shut down or having his progression, slowed down or whatever, he's not going to be an effective starting pitcher. Plus, he's sat out for 2 years. He's had two major surgeries on his arm and shoulder. And he can't be a reliever. If the guy can't recover from a bullpen session without being shut down, you can't expect him to pitch two or three times in 6 or 7 days or 5 or 6 days. You can't do it. So, yeah, you have to resign yourself to the fact that he is a legend. He will always be a legend, but we will never see that Lance McCullers again.
The Astros signed him, Lopez. They signed Lance McCullers to a 5-year, $85 million extension ahead of the 2021 season.
Yeah.
All that has happened since is him in the year injured or not play.
Or not play.
Not pitch at all. Mm-hmm. Like 2021 ends the year injured in the White Sox series.
Yeah.
2022 obviously is able to make it to the, like, that's probably the best example because he did pitch throughout the year.
Yeah.
But that is the precursor to where we stand today, because we ain't seen him since.
And really, like, It's almost like we've seen two Lance McCullers, and we can talk about two Lance McCullers. One is the postseason legend, 24 curveballs in a row against the Yankees to get him to the World Series. Two fantastic appearances against the Dodgers in the first time the Astros won the World Series. Obviously, postseason, terrific postseason performances in 2019 and I guess bitch in 2021 a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, up until he was hurt. Yeah,
I get my years confused. So that's the one Lance McCullers. The other Lance McCullers is the guy that is not anything close to that. That's been out. We've just talked about it. Injured, surgery, and really not that effective as a regular season pitcher. Like, he's been here, I guess his first major league season was 2015, 2016, somewhere in there.
15, I believe.
I think it was 15. So what is that? We're going on 9 years. He's got 49 wins as a regular season starter.
He's going to be out there.
He's 49 wins in 9 years? That's a different Lance McCullers than we saw in the postseason.
Well, the uncomfortable and the uncomfortable truth here with Lance McCullers is that the talent, and he's a legend, as you painted out and pointed out earlier, but the talent has always felt like it exceeded the production.
Yes.
The potential exceeds the production. Like, you can go out there. There have been various points where you can go out there and say that Lance McCullers, save for a Justin Verlander or when Gerrit Cole was on the team, that, hey, Lance McCullers is arguably the most talented guy, not named one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, the second most talented
guy. And a bulldog.
Guy. On your and a bull,
absolute bulldog,
a competitor, has the attitude, wears the Houston pride on his sleeve, the leadership qualities. Mm-hmm. Like, he is kind of, to me, was like the pitcher version of Carlos Correa.
Mm-hmm.
Like
much the heartbeat.
Yeah, kicking the ass that you need sometimes. Yeah. Like, I've always viewed him in that way.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him to figure it out. I just have but absolutely
zero
confidence that they can figure this out.
So that's one Lance McCullers. I mentioned the other Lance McCullers. The reality is, until he proves otherwise, and I frankly don't think he will, we're going to, like, baseball is going to remember him as a comet, a flash in the pan, a guy who had a very small window of dominance, but then was really not even close. He was just a shell of himself, or not even that, just bad. Or unavailable. Like, Mark Pryor had those 200 and something strikeouts, and then fell off a cliff. Obviously, Tim Lincecum, I think two Cy Youngs, certainly one.
When you called him a poor man's Tim Lincecum,
he's a poor man's Tim
earlier in the show, that hit me in the chest. I had not thought about that, but I got to give you that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Lincecum, also a smaller guy.
Yeah, right. No, I can see it.
He's a poor man's Tim Lincecum.
Longer hair.
Yeah.
Like, I can see it.
And then if you want to go in the Wayback Machine with some people in my generation, Mark the Bird Fidrich, 1 year. Hell, you could talk about Jose Lima.
Yeah.
Jose, that is what, sadly, Lance McCullers is. He's a flash in the pan.
It did get Jose Lima those Casa Ole commercials,
baby.
Though, which I will never forget those.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. All right, so flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
One hit wonder. You mentioned a few.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball specific.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your either favorite or most memorable one-hit wonders?
All right, I got one for you.
Flashes in the pan.
I got one for you, because I'm going to start with music. I'm going to do one for music, one for movies, one for social media. For music, a lot of people can say Billy Ray Cyrus. That's not the one I think of. The one I think of, are you familiar with the band Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Ooh, they have to be a flash in the pan, because I don't know them.
You know this. You've been at a bar multiple times, and you heard this kick in. Come on, Eileen. Come on now, Eileen. Figgy, I know you heard this.
Yeah, I heard this.
Yeah, no, for sure. I did not have a name for it.
I feel like I heard this more in commercials.
Oh, at bars. It's a big bar song. Not that I hang out at bars, but
never.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good one.
How about movies? What's your biggest one-hit wonder in movies?
Wait, I have one in music, though.
Okay.
And I should have had you cue this up, Figgy. I'm sorry I didn't. But I also saw this on...
These are all Lance McCullers, by the way. These are all Lance McCullers.
I've also seen this on the internet.
people bashing this song, and it's because we've got this like younger generation that doesn't have the same appreciation for the best music or the things that we like from back in the day.
All right.
But I'm going to give you one Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. This is my
flash. I didn't even know this was a one-hit wonder.
This is a one-hit wonder, flash in the pan. Yeah. I don't know what else Mark Morrison done. I don't know no other tracks by him. But this was a hit when I was a kid. And you will never make me hate this song. But this is a flash in the pan.
Yeah, why is they trying to bash this song?
Man, because they own, because these kids don't know nothing about nothing, man.
These kids.
Come on, man. It's a tweet out there, Lopez, saying,
whenever we go to brunch, I don't want to hear this song.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Return of the Mac or This Is How We Do It from Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, I get the fatigue, but these are the flash in the pan one-hit wonders of the era.
Figgy, in music, what would you consider your go-to?
My go-to?
One-hit wonder.
I'm going to find it real quick. Yeah. But I got one. It's a little cheesy, to be honest, but this is probably like the most positive song in history. Give me one second. I'm going to find it real quick.
Yeah, and then when it comes to movies, a lot of...
I'm trying to think of movies.
I gave you one earlier. I think technically he's a one-hit wonder. In the movies, as much as we all love him, in the movies, he's a one-trick pony, a flash in the pan.
Oh, yeah. So 8 Mile, one Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a one-hit wonder, man.
But see, the thing is, though, with Eminem, he wasn't acting. He was essentially playing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people who do that, but you know the other side of that?
Mm-hmm.
The non-actor who does do movies and plays themselves is Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Like Eminem just did the one movie where he plays himself, but he's a one-hit wonder and not really known for his acting chops.
Yeah.
Ice Cube has been able, and he writes too, to give Ice Cube some credit.
Yeah.
He's more creative than just playing himself. But as far as actor,
you're right.
Dude plays himself in every movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In every movie.
Yeah, so I found the song. This song is from, I don't know if y'all remember her, Desiree. It's a song called, You Gotta Be. I don't know if y'all remember this song.
All right, give me a second.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah. I'm still waiting. I need another second.
Come on, girl.
I need another second.
Here we go.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds.
I gotta be honest, I think I've heard it, but I'm not sure on that.
Alright, we're gonna wait till they hear
on this one.
Yeah, I know this one.
Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up.
I think this was like her biggest song. She ain't had nothing else after this.
You gotta be, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
Okay. That's a good one.
This is like a positive ass song, man.
Yeah.
Like this is the one cheesy song that I gotta go to when I'm feeling down.
Yeah. I have. I didn't think so, but I think I have.
All I know, love will save the day.
Yep. All right.
Yep, we got that one.
What about movies?
That is definitely one.
I thought Eminem, but one immediately came to mind when I thought of a movie actor. That was a one-hit wonder. I think it was probably one of the greatest scenes in all of movie history, and it was his only scene in all of movie history.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to, and the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war.
That's so good. R. Lee Emery, who was actually a Marine drill sergeant.
So he's the one-hit wonder.
Yes, yeah, he's the one-hit
wonder. It's another actress that I look at as a one-hit wonder. B-Scott probably know who she is, too, but Lisa Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All I seen her, the only movie I really seen her in was Players Club.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she did
done like...
She did like a sitcom.
Yeah, she did a sitcom.
But... that was it, man. She never really stood out in anything else. Like, what other movie do you think about when you think of Lisa Ray?
I think about
Players Club.
I think about her in like small supporting roles, but yeah. I don't think about her. She's a legend
in my book.
Yeah,
but
that's the only movie I go to. Quiet as Kept, the Bratz half sister, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So the musical equivalent of Lance McCullers is Dexy's Midnight Runners. The movie equivalent actor of Lance McCullers is R. Lee Emery, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, from Full Metal Jacket. And we just had the social media equivalent of Lance McCullers' career hit the scene. And really all I got to say is spit on that thing. He is the baseball equivalent. We love you, but he's the baseball equivalent of a hawk to a girl. Flash in the pan.
Who's the other? Who was the one before her? She went on Dr. Phil too.
It was a Catch Me Outside.
Catch Me Outside.
I get Lance that.
She's a rapper now, or a musician, right? She's a rapper.
Yeah.
She got an OnlyFans.
That broad don't play an instrument unless it's penis.
Don't tell that to her face.
Hey, she rap.
Don't say that to her face.
Catch you outside.
I was going to say, okay, I was going to say you're going to have to catch outside.
That's right.
Catch you outside this studio.
It's so sad, man. Lance McCullers, but you got to be honest. Dude's won 49 games as a starting pitcher.
Clint,
you used to call
him Luxury Lance. Mm-hmm. He ain't even that now.
Yeah, well, good point. I just meant if he comes back, you got to view it as a luxury. But yeah, you can't even put hope in it anymore. Yeah.
So like you could call it a luxury because you're just like in the back of your mind, like at some point, Luxury Lance gonna come in and be a luxury for you.
Yeah.
Now he's just Lance.
Yeah.
Shelf Lance.
Yeah. It's a luxury that you really don't used to. You kind of anticipated and wanted to wait on it. It was worth waiting on, and it was worth. Hey man, did I meet the upgrade? Am I upgrading? Is this luxury gonna happen for me and my family at this 5-star hotel we're checking in? We gonna get one of them normal rooms. We gonna get that penthouse suite because my points, my status. Oh, I can't even look forward to it, man. I can't even look forward to the surprise anymore.
But we were talking about the flash in the back because he's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
But it was long. It was this big.
Yeah.
The window was this big.
Pause.
But also,
it was big.
He probably
didn't have to have it real big. That's a good looking fella. But, hey,
could do anything
pro athlete.
He could do
that hair. With that hair, he probably didn't have to work. He didn't have to work with much.
Yeah. But you don't even get to the 2017 World Series without your man's throwing the 24 straight curveballs to get you out of game 7 of the ALCS. To get you to the World Series. I mean, legendary moments. And now it's like, man.
Yeah.
He's coffee shop. Bad contract.
Was like 85?
They signed him to the $85 million deal ahead of the 2021 season. He gets hurt in 2021 in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, the 2022, we ain't seen him since.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years since we've seen the dude, $85 million. And for what? And I love the dude. Like, I love the dude. A lot of reverence for dude.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, I mean, at what point can we expect to actually see you out there on the field?
The tough part to wrap your head around is once you get past the fact that he's probably not going to throw another pitch for the Astros is you start thinking about how good dude could have been.
Exactly.
I mean, again, I mean, just a fan favorite. I mean, just electric stuff.
I haven't heard you guys talk, but do y'all think he's going to throw another pitch?
No. I called him a poor man's Tim Lincecum. He had that 2-3 year.
Tim won a couple. Youngs.
Yeah. And then what?
That's why I said poor man.
And then what?
Yeah. 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 Transient man. Yeah. I almost called him.
We figure somebody else.
I didn't do
Mark Pryor.
Matt Cain. Yeah.
He's Mark Pryor.
Yeah. Mark. That's a good one.
Yeah.
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 I do want to mention this before we get out of here. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Just snuck that in, didn't
And then
you?
Also, you are listening to KILT, KILT HD2, and Odyssey Station. And The Drive is live.
I'm going to go hug Gibson's ashes now.
How long did he have that in the chamber?
Let me tell you what. Gibson spent 4-hour days on that water. On that water with the sun beating down on him. Gibson ain't soft now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks studio, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Yeah, so Lance, I spoke with him today for a while, and we decided to kind of pull back on his progression. He's just not feeling well after his bullpens and his throwing program, so he's going to be no throw for a few days until we sit back down and reevaluate how we're going to, you know, move forward. We're going to sit down and figure that out, right? Just to make sure that we get him back. And when he gets back, we want him to stay and help us. So once we see him, we're going to figure out what's the next step.
Is he a flash in the pan? Is he a one-hit wonder? Is he done? Are you done with him? All of these relevant questions today. On the heels of us finding out, as you just heard Joe Espada explain, that Lance McCullers is being shut down, at least for now. They are pulling back his progress.
Pulling back his progression.
Pulling back his progression.
God, that's softening the blow.
hey, words matter, I suppose.
Yeah.
But as we find that out, we have to wonder, where do we go now with Lance McCullers? How are you feeling any different? Because I know a lot of people were already resigned to this.
Yeah.
Had already accepted or decided that Lance McCullers was only but so much going to contribute to you.
Yeah.
If at all. And now there has to be a skeptical feeling as far as whether he can contribute to you at all at any point, much less as a starter or out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Where are you at right now as you hear that news from Joe Espada?
Well, you're almost resigned to the fact that we will never see the Lance and really any semblance of the Lance McCullers that is a Houston legend. I say is because I think he'll always be one for 2017, for some appearances and big time performances after that. But so I'm resigned to the fact like he can't be a starter. You can't count on him as a starter. I don't know if we'll even see him pitch in an Astros uniform again at this point. If he does somehow, some way, you know, recover again from another setback, another round of being shut down or having his progression, slowed down or whatever, he's not going to be an effective starting pitcher. Plus, he sat out for 2 years. He's had two major surgeries on his arm and shoulder. And he can't be a reliever. If the guy can't recover from a bullpen session without being shut down, you can't expect him to pitch two or three times in 6 or 7 days or 5 or 6 days. You can't do it. So, yeah, you have to resign yourself to the fact that he is a legend. He will always be a legend, but we will never see that Lance McCullers again.
The Astros signed him, Lopez. They signed Lance McCullers mm-hmm. to a 5-year, $85 million extension ahead of the 2021 season.
Yeah.
All that has happened since is him in the year injured
mm-hmm.
or not play. Not pitch at all. Mm-hmm. Like 2021 ends the year injured in the White Sox series.
Yeah.
2022 obviously is able to make it to that's probably the best example because he did pitch throughout the year.
Yeah.
But that is the precursor to where we stand today because we ain't seen him since.
And really, like, it's almost like we've seen two Lance McCullers, and we can talk about two Lance McCullers. One is the postseason legend, 24 curveballs in a row against the Yankees to get him to the World Series. Two fantastic appearances against the Dodgers in the first time the Astros won the World Series. Obviously, postseason, terrific postseason performances in 2019 and I guess pitched in 2021 a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, up until he was hurt. Yeah,
I get my years confused. So that's the one Lance McCullers. The other Lance McCullers is the guy that is not anything close to that. That's been out. We've just talked about it. Injured, surgery, and really not that effective as a regular season pitcher. Like, he's been here, I guess his first major league season was 2015, 2016, somewhere in there.
15, I believe.
I think it was 15. So, what is that? We're going on 9 years? He's got 49 wins as a regular season starter.
He's going to be out there.
He's 49 wins in 9 years? That's a different Lance McCullers than we saw in the postseason.
Well, the uncomfortable and the uncomfortable truth here with Lance McCullers is that the talent, now, and he's a legend, as you painted out and pointed mm-hmm. out earlier. But the talent has always felt like it mm-hmm. exceeded the production.
Yes.
The potential exceeds the production. Like, you can go out there. There have been various points where you can go out there and say that Lance McCullers, save for a Justin Verlander or when Gerrit Cole was on the team, mm-hmm. that, hey, Lance McCullers is arguably the most talented guy, not named one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, the second most talented
guy. And a bulldog.
Guy. On your and a bulldog, a competitor, has the attitude, wears the Houston pride on his sleeve, the leadership qualities. Mm-hmm. Like, he is kind of, to me, was like the pitcher version of Carlos Correa.
Mm-hmm.
Like
much the heartbeat.
Yeah, kicking the ass that you need sometimes. Yeah. Like, I've always viewed him in that way.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him to figure it out. I just have but absolutely
zero
confidence that they can figure this out.
So that's one Lance McCullers. I mentioned the other Lance McCullers. The reality is, until he proves otherwise, and I frankly don't think he will, we're going to, like, baseball is going to remember him as a comet, a flash in the pan, a guy who had a very small window of dominance, but then was really not even close. He was just a shell of himself or not even that, just bad. Or unavailable. Like, Mark Pryor had those 2 years, 2,200 and something strikeouts, and then fell off a cliff. You know, obviously, Tim Lincecum. I think two Cy Youngs, certainly one.
When you called him a poor man's Tim Lincecum,
he's a poor man's Tim
earlier Lincecum. In the show, that hit me in the chest. I had not thought about that, but that's that I got to give you that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Lincecum, also a smaller guy.
Yeah, right. No, I can see it.
He's a poor man's Tim Lincecum.
Longer hair. Yeah. Like, I can see it.
And then if you want to go in the Wayback Machine with some people in my generation, you know, Mark the Bird Fidrich, 1 year. Hell, you can talk about Jose Lima.
Yeah.
You know, Jose, that is what, sadly, Lance McCullers is. He's a flash in the pan.
It did get Jose Lima those Casa Ole commercials,
baby.
Though, which, I will never forget those. Yeah. Those are pretty good. All right, so flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
One hit wonder. You mentioned a few.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball specific.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your either favorite or most memorable one hit wonders?
All right, I got one for you.
Flashes in the pan.
I got one for you, because I'm going to start with music. I'm going to do one for music, one for movies, one for social media. For music, a lot of people can say Billy Ray Cyrus. That's not the one I think of. The one I think of, are you familiar with the band Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Ooh, they have to be a flash in the pan, because I don't know them.
You know this. You've been at a bar. You've been at bar multiple times, and you heard this kick in. Come on, Eileen. Come on now, Eileen. Figgy, I know you heard this.
Yeah, I heard this.
Yeah, no, for sure. I did not have a name for it.
I feel like I heard this more in commercials.
Oh, at bars. It's a big bar song. Not that I hang out at bars, but
Never.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good one.
How about movies? What's your biggest one-hit wonder in movies?
So, wait, I have one in music, though.
Okay.
And I should have had you cue this up, Figgy. I'm sorry I didn't. But I also saw this on...
These are all Lance McCullers, by the way. These are all Lance McCullers.
I've also seen this on the internet, people bashing this song, and it's because we've got this like younger generation that doesn't have the same appreciation for the best music or the things that we like from back in the day.
All right.
But I'm going to give you one Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. This is my
I didn't even know this was a one-hit wonder.
This is a one-hit wonder flash in the pan.
Yeah.
I don't know what else Mark Morrison done. I don't know no other tracks by him. But this was a hit when I was a kid. And you will never make me hate this song. But this is a flash in the pan.
Yeah, why is they trying to bash this song?
Yeah, because these kids don't know nothing about nothing, man.
These kids.
Come on, man. It's a tweet out there, Lopez, saying,
whenever we go to brunch, I don't want to hear this song.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Return of the Mac or This Is How We Do It from Montel Jordan. And it's like, look, I get the fatigue, but these are the flash in the pan one-hit wonders of the era.
Figgy, in music, what would you consider your go-to?
My go-to?
One-hit wonder.
I'm going to find it real quick.
Yeah.
But I got one. It's a little cheesy, to be honest, but this is probably like the most positive song in history. Give me one second. I'm going to find it real quick.
Yeah, and then when it comes to movies, a lot of...
I'm trying to think of movies.
I gave you one earlier. I think technically he's a one-hit wonder. In the movies, as much as we all love him, in the movies, he's a one-trick pony, a flash in the pan.
Oh, yeah. So 8 Mile, one Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a one-hit wonder, man.
But see,
the
thing is, though, with Eminem, he wasn't acting. He was essentially playing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people who do that, but you know the other side of that?
Mm-hmm.
The non-actor who does do movies and plays themselves is Ice Cube.
Yeah.
like Eminem just did the one movie where he plays himself, but he's a one-hit wonder and not really known for his acting chops.
Yeah.
Ice Cube has been able, and he writes too, to give Ice Cube some credit.
Yeah.
He's more creative than just playing himself. But as far as an actor,
you're right.
Dude plays himself in every movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In every movie.
Yeah, so I found the song. This song is from, I don't know if y'all remember her, Desiree. It's a song called, You Gotta Be. I don't know if y'all remember this song.
All right, give me a second.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah. waiting. I need another second.
Come on, girl.
I need another second.
Here we go.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds.
I gotta be honest. I think I've heard it, but I'm not sure on that.
All right, we're gonna wait till the hook
on this one.
Yeah, I know this one.
Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up.
I think this was like her biggest song. She ain't had nothing else after this.
You gotta be. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser.
Okay.
That's
a good one.
This is like I've a positive ass song, man. Yeah. Like this is the one cheesy song that I gotta go to when I'm feeling down.
Yeah. I have. I didn't think so, but I think I have.
All I know, love will save the day.
Yep. All right.
Yep, we got that one.
What about movies?
That is definitely one.
I thought Eminem, but one immediately came to mind when I thought of a movie actor. That was a one-hit wonder. I think it was probably one of the greatest scenes in all of movie history, and it was his only scene in all of movie history.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war.
That's so good. R. Lee Emery, who was actually a Marine drill sergeant.
So he's the one-hit wonder.
Yes, yeah, he's the one-hit
another,
wonder.
It's another actress that I look at as a one-hit wonder. B-Scott probably know who she is, too, but Lisa Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All I seen her, the only movie I really seen her in was Players Club.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she did a sitcom.
Yeah, she did a sitcom.
But that was it, man. She never really stood out in anything else. Like, what other movie do you think about when you think of Lisa Ray?
I think about
Players Club.
I think about her in like small supporting roles, but I don't think about her.
She a legend. She a legend in my book.
Yeah,
but
and Quiet
is the only movie I go to.
Quiet as kept. The Bratz half sister, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So the musical equivalent of Lance McCullers is Dexy's Midnight Runners. The movie equivalent actor of Lance McCullers is R. Lee Emery, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket. And we just had the social media equivalent of Lance McCullers' career hit the scene. And really all I got to say is spit on that thing. He is the baseball equivalent. We love you, but he's the baseball equivalent of a hawk to a girl. Flash in the pan.
Who's the other? Who was the one before her? She went on Dr. Phil too.
It was Catch Me Outside.
Yeah, Catch Me Outside.
I get Lance that.
Hey, she's still kind of. She's still going.
She's
still.
She's a rapper now or a musician now, right?
She a rapper.
Yeah.
She got an OnlyFans.
That bride don't play an instrument unless it's penis.
Tell that to her face.
Hey, she rap.
Don't say that to her face.
Catch you outside.
I was going to say, okay, I was going to say you got to catch outside.
That's right.
Catch you outside this studio.
It's so sad, man. Lance McCullers, but you got to be honest. Dude's won 49 games as a starting pitcher.
Clint, you
in 9 years.
You used to call him Luxury Lance. Mm-hmm. He ain't even that now.
Yeah, well, good point. I just meant if he comes back, you got to view it as a luxury. But yeah, you're right.
But you can't even put no hope in it.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah.
So like you could call it a luxury because you're just like in the back of your mind, like at some point Luxury Lance gonna come in and be a luxury for you.
Yeah.
Now he's just Lance.
Yeah.
Shelf Lance.
Yeah. It's a luxury that you really don't used to. You kind of anticipated and wanted to wait on it. And it was worth waiting on, and it was worth. Hey man, did I meet the upgrade? Am I upgrading? Is this luxury gonna happen for me and my family at this 5-star hotel we're checking in? We gonna get one of them normal rooms. We gonna get that penthouse suite because my points, my status. Oh, I can't even look forward to it, man. I can't even look forward to the surprise anymore.
But we were talking about the flash in the back because he's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
But it was this long. It was this big.
Yeah.
The window was this big.
Pause. But also,
it was big.
But also, yeah, I mean.
He probably didn't have to have it real big. That's a good looking fella. But, hey.
He could do anything he wanted.
Pro athlete. He could do anything he wanted. With that hair, he probably didn't have to work. He didn't have to work with much.
Yeah. But you don't even get to the 2017 World Series.
No.
Without your man's throwing the 24 straight curveballs to get you out of game 7 of the ALCS. To get you to the World Series. I mean, legendary moments. And now it's like, man.
Yeah.
He's coffee shop. Bad contract. Bad contract.
Was it 85?
They signed him to the $85 million deal ahead of the 2021 season. He gets hurt in 2021 in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, the 2022, we ain't seen him since.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years since we've seen the dude, $85 million. And for what? And I love the dude. Like, I love the dude. A lot of reverence for dude.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, I mean, at what point can we expect to actually see you out there on the field?
The tough part to wrap your head around is once you get past the fact that he's probably not going to throw another pitch for the Astros is you start thinking about how good dude could have been.
Exactly.
I mean, again, I mean, just a fan favorite. I mean, just electric stuff.
I didn't hear. I haven't heard you guys talk, but do y'all think he's going to throw another pitch?
No. I called him a poor man's Tim Lincecum. He had that 2-3 year.
Tim won a couple of Cy Youngs.
Yeah. And then what?
That's why I said poor man.
And then what?
Poor.
Yeah. Yeah. transient man. Yeah. I was almost called
him. We figured somebody else.
I didn't do
Mark Pryor.
Matt Cain. Yeah.
He's Mark Pryor.
Yeah. Mark. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to mention this before we get out of here. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Just snuck that in, didn't
you? And then also, you are listening to KILT, KILT HD2, and Odyssey Station. And The Drive is live.
I'm gonna go hug Gibson's ashes now.
How long did he have that in the chamber?
Let me tell you what. Gibson spent 4-hour days on that water. On that water with the sun beating down on him. Gibson ain't soft now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened? happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How about movies? What's your biggest one-hit wonder in
so, movies? So, wait, I have one in music, though.
Okay.
And I should have had you cue this up, Figgy. I'm sorry I didn't. But I also saw this on...
These are all Lance McCullers, by the way. These are all Lance McCullers.
I've also seen this on the internet, people bashing this song, and it's because we've got this, like, younger generation that doesn't have the same appreciation for the best music or the things that we like from back in the day.
All right.
But I'm going to give you one Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. This is my
I didn't even know this was a one-hit wonder.
This is a one-hit wonder, flash in the pan. Yeah. I don't know what else Mark Morrison done. I don't know no other tracks by him. But this was a hit when I was a kid. And you will never make me hate this song. But this is a flash in the pan.
Yeah, why is they trying to bash this song?
Yeah, because these kids don't know nothing about nothing, man.
These kids.
Come on, man. It's a tweet out there, Lopez, saying,
whenever we go to brunch, I don't want to hear this song.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Return of the Mac or This Is How We Do It from Montel Jordan. And it's like, look, I get the fatigue, but these are the flash in the pan one-hit wonders of the era.
Figgy, in music, what would you consider your go-to?
My go-to?
One-hit wonder.
I'm going to find it real quick. Yeah. I got one. It's a little cheesy, to be honest, but this is probably like the most positive song in history. Give me one second. I'm going to find it real quick.
Yeah, and then when it comes to movies, a lot of...
I'm trying to think of movies.
I gave you one earlier. I think technically he's a one-hit wonder. In the movies, as much as we all love him, in the movies, he's a one-trick pony, a flash in the pan.
Oh, yeah. So 8 Mile, one Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a one-hit wonder, man.
But see, the thing is, though, with Eminem, he wasn't acting. He was essentially playing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people who do that, but you know the other side of that?
Mm-hmm.
The non-actor who does do movies and plays themselves is Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Like Eminem just did the one movie where he plays himself, but he's a one-hit wonder and not really known for his acting chops. Yeah. Ice Cube has been able, and he writes too, to give Ice Cube some credit.
Yeah.
He's more creative than just playing himself. But as far as actor,
you're right.
Dude plays himself in every movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In every movie.
Yeah, so I found the song. This song is from, I don't know if y'all remember her, Desiree. It's a song called, You Gotta Be. I don't know if y'all remember this song.
All right, give me a second.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah. I'm still waiting. I need another second.
Come on, girl.
I need another second.
Here we go.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds.
I gotta be honest, I think I've heard it, but I'm not sure on that.
Alright, we're gonna wait till the hook
on this one.
Yeah, I know this one.
Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up.
I think this was like her biggest song. She ain't had nothing else after this.
You gotta be, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wise.
Okay. That's a good one.
This is like a positive ass song, man. Yeah. Like this is the one cheesy song that I gotta go to when I'm feeling down.
Yeah. I have it. I didn't think so, but I think I have.
All I know love will save the day.
Yep. All right.
Yep, we got that one.
What about movies?
That is definitely one.
I thought Eminem, but one immediately came to mind when I thought of a movie actor. That was a one-hit wonder. I think it was probably one of the greatest scenes in all of movie history, and it was his only scene in all of movie history.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war.
That's so good. R. Lee Emery, who was actually a Marine drill sergeant.
So he's the one hit wonder.
Yes, he's the one hit
another,
wonder.
It's another actress that I look at as a one hit wonder. B. Scott probably know who she is too, but Lisa Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All I seen her, the only movie I really seen her in was Players Club.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she did a sitcom.
Yeah, she did a sitcom.
But that was it, man. She never really stood out in anything else. Like, what other movie do you think about when you think of Lisa Ray?
I think about
Players Club.
I think about her in like small supporting roles, but I don't think about her.
She a legend in my book.
Yeah,
but
that's
the only movie I go to.
Quiet as kept. The Bratz half sister, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So the musical equivalent of Lance McCullers is Dexy's Midnight Runners. The movie equivalent actor of Lance McCullers is R. Lee Emery, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket. And we just had the social media equivalent of Lance McCullers' career hit the scene. And really all I got to say is spit on that thing. He is the baseball equivalent. We love you, but he's the baseball equivalent of a hawk to a girl. Flash in the pan.
Who's the other? Who was the one before her? She went on Dr. Phil too.
It was Catch Me Outside.
Catch Me Outside.
I get Lance that.
She's still a
rapper now or a musician now, right?
She a rapper.
Yeah.
She got an OnlyFans.
That broad don't play an instrument unless it's penis.
Don't tell that to her face.
Hey, she rap.
Don't say that to her face.
Catch you outside.
I was going to say, okay, I was going to say you got to catch outside.
That's right.
Catch you outside this studio.
It's so sad, man. Lance McCullers, but you got to be honest. Dude's won 49 games as a starting pitcher.
Clint, you used to call him Luxury Lance. Mm-hmm. He ain't even that now.
Yeah, well, good point. I just meant if he comes back, you got to view it as a luxury. But you're right.
But you can't even put no hope in it.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, you could call it a luxury because you're just, like, in the back of your mind, like, at some point, Luxury Lance going to come in and be a luxury for you.
Yeah.
Now he's just Lance.
Yeah.
Shelf Lance.
Yeah, it's a luxury that you really don't used to. You kind of anticipated and wanted to wait on it. And it was worth waiting on, and it was worth. Hey man, did I meet the upgrade? Am I upgrading? Is this luxury gonna happen for me and my family at this 5-star hotel we're checking in? We gonna get one of them normal rooms. We gonna get that penthouse suite because my points, my status. Oh, I can't even look forward to it, man. I can't even look forward to the surprise anymore.
But we were talking about the flash in the back because he's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
But it was this long. It was this big.
Yeah.
The window was this big.
Pause.
But also, it was big.
But also, yeah, I mean.
He probably didn't have to have it real big. That's a good looking fella.
Pro athlete with that hair.
He probably didn't have to work. He didn't have to work with much.
Yeah. But you don't even get to the 2017 World Series.
No.
Without your man's throwing the 24 straight curveballs to get you out of game 7 of the ALCS. To get you to the World Series. I mean, legendary moments. And now it's like, man.
Yeah.
He's coffee shop. Bad contract.
Like 85?
They signed him to the $85 million deal ahead of the 2021 season. He gets hurt in 2021 in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, the 2022, we ain't seen him since.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years since we've seen the dude, $85 million. And for what? And I love the dude. Like, I love the dude. A lot of reverence for dude.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, I mean, at what point can we expect to actually see you out there on the field?
The tough part to wrap your head around is once you get past the fact that he's probably not going to throw another pitch for the Astros is you start thinking about how good dude could have been.
Exactly.
I mean, again, I mean, just a fan favorite. I mean, just electric stuff.
I haven't heard you guys talk, but do y'all think he's going to throw another pitch?
No. I called him a poor man's Tim Lincecum. He had that 2-3 3 year.
Tim won a couple Cy Youngs.
Yeah. And then what?
That's why I said poor man.
And then what?
Poor. Yeah. 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 Transient man. Yeah. Yeah. Almost called
we figure somebody else.
I didn't do
Mark
earlier.
Pryor.
Matt Cain. Yeah. Matt, yeah.
He's Mark Pryor.
Yeah. Mark. That's a good one.
Yeah.
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 I do want to mention this before we get out of here. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Just snuck that in, didn't
you? And then also, you are listening to KILT, KILT HD2, and Odyssey Station, and The Drive is live.
I'm gonna go hug Gibson's ashes now.
How long did he have that in the chamber?
Let me tell you what. Gibson spent 4-hour days on that water. On that water with the sun beating down on him. Gibson ain't soft now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.